Hi, this is Dan Skelton, and I'm the interviewer, and I will be interviewing my mother, Carol Skelton, and Tim Skelton. I'm 47, and I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I've been coming up to Holiday Acres since 1972 with my family and friends.
I'm Carol. I'm Dan's mother, and we've been coming since 1972.
My name is Tim. I'm Daniel's brother. 53 years old, have also been coming up here since, for the most part, every year since 1972.
Okay. So, one of the main reasons that I asked, like my mom and my oldest brother to come would be for more of like a historical perspective to have things like I don't have those memories as a little baby that you get more filled in by the people that were older that know the experiences of things that people went through because you're being the older brother and you being the mom. You know what everybody in the family did or experienced back in that time. So, in the early days, Mom, could you please explain or describe why you and Dad decided to start coming to Holiday Acres?
In 1972, another couple who were friends of ours asked if we would like to go on a vacation with them. We had previously been going renting a cottage elsewhere, and those people were no longer renting it out. They were friends of ours, and they had decided they were going to tear it down and build a year-round home. So these friends, one of whom she had been a babysitter up here for another couple when she was in high school, and she wanted to come back with her family. So we thought this was a long drive. It was 5 hours at that time. There weren't the expressways there are now. And we have five children under eight, Daniel being the youngest at a year and a half. We're a little nervous about the long drive, but it turned out fine. And we got here, and the weather was great, and the water, and it was just the sort of vacation you want with small children. So we started coming again, and we came 2 years with them. They stopped coming, and we continued to come.
And part of the reason for why you continue to come, was it because you ran into other people that you knew from your locality of like Wauwatosa or Milwaukee that you knew?
The first couple of years after our other friends stopped coming, we ran into some families from Illinois who were a lot of fun to be around. And they like to come up to the lodge dancing at night, which we like to do. They like to golf during the day, which my husband liked to do. And they were just a lot of fun. But it was also just a good experience with the family.
And Tim being the oldest and probably having the better memory of what it was like, how was the experience of actually driving up with your other four siblings in that tiny packed car and probably a dog?
Yes, I can't remember if we had a dog then, but I do remember driving up. Typically, I think we had a station wagon at the time, and typical of the 1970s, you didn't really use seat belts and you would lay in the back and listen. I have many memories of listening to Amy's soundtracks of different songs that she liked to play in the car. But my memory of the anticipation of getting here started to build each year. The first time, we didn't know where we were going. It was a long drive. But the memories build on each other year after year. So the anticipation, trying to remember who we hung out with or spent time with the year before, trying to remember families, names, think through some of the experiences, think through some of the things you want to try and do. That tended to build, and the anticipation of the drive was a lot more geared towards that as the years went by. The one thing I was talking to my wife Chris about this the other day. We were bike riding and we're driving through on the highway, old Highway 8, which is nearby, and all the white signs with the arrows pointing to the different resorts. And I told Chris, I said, when we came up here, it seemed like these signs were brand new, and every resort was completely packed. And I think it was a much more typical of a vacation back then to do the resort. And now nowadays, a lot of people buy their own cabins. But a lot of these resorts have, through competition, have seemed to decline. But then we pull up to Holiday Acres, and it still looks just like it did from when we came. I mean, the beautiful stones laid out in front of the entryway, and it's like going back in time, which is really neat.
So when you were saying, like, you, when you come back, you're looking forward to seeing or reacquainting yourself with the people that you met the previous years, did you have any, like, any other, do you have any, like, habits or traditions that you do yourself that you've kind of passed on to your children, as far as, like, say, for example, when I come up, I like to make sure that I'm going down that gravel path that goes to the right around the tennis courts. And then the other time I have to go left and go past the turn of the century and come down that road. Like, I need to walk around, reacquaint myself with everything, because sometimes I don't feel fulfilled if I don't see everything that I saw as a kid. Like, even going to the other pier, the boat launch, and just experiencing that peace and quiet and that thing. So do you two have your own traditions or habits that you find yourself doing as soon as you get here during the week to reacquaint yourself with Holiday Acres?
I think one thing I always did when you were younger and we were going to be going, I put a sign on the refrigerator, things to remember to take, and how many days we'd mark it off on the calendar. So we had that anticipation. I remember one year, one of you, I think it was Daniel, wrote down, don't forget to take Daniel. When we first started coming up, there was just the lodge. There were not motel rooms or a pool. And that was a wonderful addition, because I think the first one year in particular, it was very cold and windy, and everybody was in wet, and everybody was in the cabin. But I think it's just the memories. You get to know the families. Now that we have extended family, and our grandchildren coming and wanting to come, those are treasures, treasured memories.
Is there anything that you like to do when you first arrive in Holiday Acres? Like, do you need to walk the grounds, go see anything, refamiliarize yourself with anything?
Oh, we have to walk around the lodge. We just walk around and see who we see. Who's coming?
And start conversations with
mm-hmm.
them?
Yes.
I always like going into the, when we first check in, going down the hallway to the lodge restaurant, because of all the pictures on the wall of these families that have been coming up here that we met. And many of these families started coming here in the 50s. And there's pictures of them in different scenarios, settings, playing cards, and it's just a walk through memory lane. So I always like to walk down that hallway, the familiar lodge scent that sense of smell a lot of times brings back a lot of memories. So you just walk down there, and I can just remember different situations that took place in that lodge area. So that's one thing I like to do.
Kind of like remembering that there actually were koi in the pools around the Three Coins restaurant. Like, you would actually come in, try to catch the fish, or when I was a kid and somebody threw in a 50-cent piece, I had to take it. It was, not so much that I'm a klepto, maybe I am. It was just, was three coins is just pennies. And so when you see a larger coin, and or if it's quarter, you're going, well, the vending machine's right there, I need a quarter. I need a Snickers or something. So it was like, you thought of it as just like, oh, well, somebody's just left some money there for Dan to pick up and see what I can do with it. But the smell thing does trigger a lot of memories. Do you get the same smell memories, like even like when you're driving up and you have your windows down and the smell of the North Woods? It's just like, you're past, let's say, Oshkosh, Appleton, and you're just like, do you feel like the stress, tension in your body just as soon as you're breathing that air and you can smell it?
Definitely.
Do you feel like the stress starts to leave you?
I think that is true. I think that the pine trees, the abundance of the forest, when you start down that road that turns into Holiday Acres, there is a feeling of going home. We've been here before.
Right. And Tim, do you remember as a kid, like when you're coming up on Old Highway 8 after 41 and you see the horse stables,
mm-hmm.
and you're like going, oh, we did those horses just the year before. I wonder if Dad will let us do it again next year. And then unfortunately, like, the more years you came, you realize maybe those stables are no longer there. And you're going, oh, well, I guess we're not going to ride those horses. What's the new thing we're going to do? And what's the thing that you like to do the most when you're up here, like reading, riding a bike, walking, napping?
It's evolved over the years. In the beginning, the first year we came, I was only 8 years old. So I had my little army hat, and I'd go around and pretend I was a World War II soldier or something like that. Not a lot of friends. But then, you know, as we started coming up and came the same last week of July with all of these families, incredible families, to me, the thing I really like to do is reconnect with all of my friends. So that when we first came up, it was just immediate families, parents and their children. And the parents were all good friends, so they spent time together. So I, just like the parents trying to greet each other, we'd spend time getting together in the beginning. That would be the first thing we'd be doing. But the favorite things to do evolved over time. Water skiing, obviously, was a big favorite. Hanging out in the boats, playing tennis, going golfing with my brothers and my father, and planning that out was always a big memory. And I remember we always had to go very early in the morning so we could get done with golf and be back when the sun comes up and everyone is at the beach. So I just remember fond memories of getting up at 6 in the morning with Dad, 5 in the morning, watch Dad eat his banana, and then we'd go in the car and half asleep and play golf. And even though we might not have the best golf games, I think spending those times together was a treasure memory. And something I've really liked to do with my son when we first started coming up here and bringing him golfing. So I think, and it's evolved, and that the toys have changed. We still do boating and skiing, but now people bring paddle boards, and it's another way to see the lake and that I look forward to. So it really has evolved, but in the beginning it was really about connecting with those friends.
So Mom, being a grandmother for 14 grandkids, right? Correct? Isn't it 14?
13.
What's your experience of coming up here for so many years since 72, and going from watching your kids enjoying Holiday Acres and coming up north and experiencing the woods and nature? Do you see the same thing happening with your grandchildren?
What I love is that they love to come, and they don't like to miss, even though they may only be able to come for a day, 2 days, because of jobs, school, the older ones now. I just love that they love to come and that they look forward to it. And some of them started calling it the Red Cabins. And little Camille, who is only 4, when I was at their house before we came up here the week before, she was building with blocks, and she said, "Grandma, look, I'm building a red cabin." It's just special. It's just special they want to come, that they want to be together with their cousins. I think that's so important, to have those family connections. You don't get that so much anymore with people living in various parts of the country. We're just very lucky.
Do you feel like I do, like the full week is you're disconnected from the world, and you're like how often do you see TV, you know, besides like if the British Open is on, Dad and Tim and Tom having to huddle around a TV in the lobby to see what's going on with the score. It's like, otherwise you don't focus on anything that's going on in the world around you. You're focused on you, your family, and being, you know, it's just like, I'm here, I'm going to focus on that and all the people around me, right?
The first years we came up, there were no televisions, and that was fine. I was more than happy not to have a TV. Then, I don't remember what year it was, we came and there was a TV in the cottage, and it was on a little mobile stand. Well, I unplugged it, and I put it in a closet. Nobody cared. And I remember the next year, one of the other kids came and unplugged the TV and put it in the same closet. Nobody wanted the television. Everybody wanted just to be on the beach or play games. It was a time for that sort of activity and not for sitting in front of the television. Everybody enjoyed it.
Right.
To this day, when I come up here, up until the point where we enter the long road that drives in here, you're thinking about things happening at home or work. You get onto these grounds and that melts away. So even though you have the phone and technology now where you can connect a little bit more with people, generally it's not something that's on my mind when I'm up here. Mm-hmm. Especially on a sunny day and you're smelling the pines and feeling that sun on your back and you're seeing walking down the road and you see one person after another that you've been seeing come up here for many, many years. You just,
it's
outside
also,
world goes.
Yeah, and you're also seeing them age just like you're aging.
Yeah.
And it's just like you're evolving, they're evolving, and it's fun to see the changes that are going on. Final question I'm just going to ask is, with Tim, you having three kids, do you see your kids wanting to continue this as they get older, to want to continue if they have a family, bring their kids here?
I don't know. They might. They're so young yet. I don't know if they, in terms of, they haven't really formed families. I think it'll depend. I think, as Mom mentioned, they really enjoy the tradition, getting together with the extended family. So I think as long as the extended family continues to come up, I think they're going to have a strong desire to participate in some way and continue coming up.
Yeah, because they obviously do miss it when they don't get to be here, like Ben and Anna only being up for a couple of days.
Definitely.
You can just see the sadness in their heart. It's even like I remember when I had to skip 1 year when I was younger because of starting a job. And it's just like, you don't have that vacation time. And you're going, what am I going to do? And you try to come up just for like 1 day just to grasp that's like just that air of being here.
Yeah.
At least that's the way it felt for me.
One memory that I have of you, Daniel, when you were 2-3 years old, you would go on that red dock, jump in the water. You had that really bright bleach blonde hair, and you would just jump in the water and run back up and go do it again over and over and over. And you were very outgoing, and everybody knew you, and I think your nickname was Dangerous Dan at that point.
You had to throw that in there, didn't you?
I had to throw that in.
Nice, Tim. Very nice. So I just want to end by just thanking the people that I interviewed, my mom, Carol Skelton, and my brother, Tim Skelton, and I'm signing off as Dan Skelton, and hope to keep on coming here to Rylander and Holiday Acres for many more years. Thank you.